This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Do what?
What?
Don't give me ass. Why don't my ass?
Thank you.
That's actually Paige right now. She's having issues with her throat. Oh.
That was good.
Oh.
You know, that's all we found out. So we come back Tuesday and we're told that Paige's throat hurts.
Well,
like, what did she do this weekend?
Well, she replied to that email and said she sounded like she smoked 100 cigarettes. So I was like,
probably swallowed more hot dogs than a meat cooler.
I don't know. But I hope she feels better. I'd let it go like the end of Alabama song. Trail off real quick.
You're a little nervous. Well, if I brought home a song that just had the noise in it, nope.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't keep it.
That was even used. Dude, I remember one of my funniest radio stories ever, at least to me, and people I've told before, was when the early on of me being on the radio, and I was... This was what I was slowly moving up the ladder. I was working midnight at 6 a.m., the graveyard shift, where man. You could really just go in. That was a miracle because I could go in and try stuff and no one was listening.
Not anymore. That's where they broke you in, the graveyard.
Yeah. So you could try new stuff. Like the first War of the Roses I ever did was like at 12:30 on a Friday night. All this stuff.
You could also bring people in, too.
I'd moved up to doing Fridays, yes. You could Fridays and Saturday nights, and anyway, the Greenville Christmas Parade was going on. You know the story, and I'm not there. I'm on the radio, but the Planet Van, the radio station's van, is driving through the Christmas Parade, and they're of course playing the radio station. Well, it was unbeknownst to me. And I knew that was going on, but I didn't like say anything like anti-Christmas or anything like that. But I did play a request, and I played the extended version of "Living Dead Girl" by Rob Zombie, the one that starts off with all the moaning
in the parade.
Could you imagine? And I remember, and
stop it!
It was the one. That's what reminded me of it, the whisper song there, where the girls are just like moaning. So you imagine you're there like at the Greenville Christmas Parade in like this is the one where it starts off with the girls. Maybe it's not Living Dead Girl. It's the one where they starts off with them moaning and very passionately.
Gosh.
And I just remember getting a call.
Is that
a request? I was like, yes, sir. Well, we're doing a Christmas parade out here, and you played the extended version with Sexual Moaning. I was like, is that a new band, Sexual Moaning?
He said it like that?
No. He probably said it with a little more abrasiveness, which I didn't think about it. It was maybe it's not Living Dead Girl.
No, it's not. I know what it is. I don't know if we got it, but
it was. But I just remember, as soon as he hung up, I went back and played the beginning of the song in the studio and was, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the parade. Here's the Planet Band, 93.3 The Planet.
We hope you all have a Merry Christmas. We're going to throw candy at you now.
Because it would have speakers on the side of the van.
Yeah. That was, oh, this isn't even it. There's one where literally for like 15 seconds, there's nothing but girls moaning.
Somebody text us. I know that. I thought this was it.
I don't know how to Google Rob Zombie with moaning.
Not somebody. Maybe we don't have that version.
That's probably what it is. He probably deleted it that day. Because it's just like, man, you got Santa Claus about three floats back. And hey, I'm Wrestling Matt. Here's right. Rob Zombie.
Oh! Did you play Sexual Moaning?
This is Sexual Moaning. Listen, they're opening for Sexual Moaning.
Can you imagine the kids out there listening to that? Various other women doing the two fingers and the tongue. Cool dance.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was wild. I just remember thinking, like, that had to be weird just for everyone.
Yeah, there's a version called the sex version of this song.
Okay.
Which we don't have.
So we don't have clearance to?
We don't have it in the system. Do appreciate the text. It says, more human than a human, idiot.
Oh, morons.
Dumbass.
I hate you. Man. There's a certain tone that's changed in the world now. Where just
it really is.
I mean, it's just like... And I don't mind it. I mean, I get it. Especially now, you're probably on your way to school or work, and you wish you were still home in the warm bed. I get that.
Ooh, but I had one yesterday, man, that drove me nuts.
What?
Somebody being a dick on social media. Mm. There are a lot of these 9/11 memorial pages that pop up in my feed because I've watched a couple of videos.
Yeah.
So they'll have a memorial. Here's the window washer. He didn't make it. So, you know, I comment, rest in peace, and I'm like, I wonder if that was a daily job. World Trade Centers are huge. Is he washing the windows every day?
Right.
Then somebody commented, get educated. Are you stupid? And I'm like, if I knew where that dude lived, I'd love to go punch him right in his fat ass nose.
Sock him in the puss.
Poke him in the chops.
Yep.
I'm like, there's no recourse anymore to, you know, you wouldn't say that to somebody's face.
No, and it does, but there's a little bit of just like, and I know. No need to apologize. Not that you would, but people texting in, like, I get it. It's kind of the fun we do, you know. We accept you calling us morons and dickheads and stuff. I wouldn't have it any other way, actually. But there is something to that now where it's like, I know something you don't. You're a moron, you stupid fool.
No, really. It's not like I'm going to offer you a little assistance. I'm going to help you out here.
Yeah, like it's a partnership we have. We half-assed remember things, and you text in and tell us that we're morons, and it completes the story for us. It's a fun little play-along. Those of you that listen to the podcast have to really dread situations like that. You really do.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I had a good message that I screenshot. That's the thing I've done now. Instead of forwarding emails to myself or whatever, I'm just screenshooting it. And then it will be top of mind, so I don't have to go back and look for it. Is this the good version?
I'm trying to see if it is, because some people are texting different songs, but this is the song they text the most of.
Oh, the weather outside.
Yep.
Yep. So the Santa Claus is three floats back, and this is playing right now. And I'm not even talking it up all the way. I'm not even trying to nail the post. I'm just like, this is playing completely
God, look at the video.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Completely dry, playing on the over the speakers in the and you know, we haven't been back in that Christmas parade. I don't know if it was them asking us not to come back or what happened with that.
Man, you know what? I never thought anything would beat the story of you and the racetrack, but I think that just did. The old race between the Planet van and the Rock 101 van.
Both of them, and both my greatest stories involved Planet, the radio station vans. They could talk. Look, that shows. I've often wondered about that particular story. Does that show bravado or the willingness to not fall down, to keep on trying and not giving up? Or was that just a dickhead move?
It's just a sign of the, you know, sign of the times as far as age goes, where the business was. Just, you know, having innocent fun.
Oh, which one are you talking about then? You talking about what, with the second race?
Yeah, the race, the charity. Oh. The Planet van and the Rock 101 van.
Okay. So the first time we raced, I was in the Planet van, and you got to realize, these vans, back then they had big towers on top. Not towers, but like a mast pole that would, you know.
Like an antenna.
Yeah, like an antenna. There we go, antenna. Big one, though. So they were kind of top heavy. And we did this deal with, I forget the name of the charity now, but at the Greenville Pickens Speedway, soon to rest in peace. I want a brick. Somebody get me a brick.
Well, they can't tear it down, but they can't maintain it either. It's a weird spot. It's
very odd. So the first race, it was no like, hey, you let me win, blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey, go out there and race.
Didn't book it.
But, I mean, you're driving a vehicle that you're not used to, and you're driving it really fast. Not like a race car, but fast. And then you're taking the turns. So I won the first one. Well, then on the second one, they're like, hey. Matter of fact, it was Mark Hendricks. He's like,
yeah, look.
Hey, we need to even this out a little bit.
Come on, boss. I see
what are you thinking about letting Stoney take this one?
Wait, let me win one, man. Come on.
Make it competitive, you know. Go around, you know, keep it net, but at the end, you know, maybe just pull off the gas.
Did you run out of gas or something? Or crash?
I then pulled a Vince McMahon or a Bret Hart, either who you believe in that story. But I did not. We went around that last turn, and I gunned it.
Okay, I didn't know if you smoked them the whole way around.
No, I was on script the entire time. Like, all right, we're going to stay competitive, but I know the turn here that I – not that I know how to race or even race vans, but – I know. I was like, okay, on this turn, I can pull back and let him just coast right through. That'll be the big crest, the big finish.
These things are, I'm going to win this. I got it. I got it in the bag, boys.
And we go around now, and I gun it, and I do the victory lap. And this, y'all remember the old guy? I mean,
wait a second.
He worked there for like 45, 50 years. Go ahead.
When you gun it, is there any point on the victory lap where you see the balls kind of waving you down?
I wasn't looking. I looked straight ahead. I was looking straight. I was freaking 10-2, straight ahead. And that older gentleman that probably is walking the streets of gold now, he pulled that freaking gate open, and I drove right off the track. Went and got on freaking
124.
Yeah.
Took it all the way back to the station.
Took it all the way back to the station and didn't check my email all weekend. I do remember walking down the hall, and Mark's loving this right now. Mark looked up from his desk and just looked back down. He didn't say anything.
It kind of did go away. It's like Costanza hoping, you know, he gets fired on a Friday and shows up anyway on Monday.
Isn't it a better story, though, now than if I just, I fell down and let him win on? No.
Hey, won't you, we need to even this out.
Wait a minute. I just got a text from my football coach. Why didn't you feel this way in high school?
God.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Man.
You live a fun life. You have funny stories to tell later. That's true. That's true. I'm going to be screwed in like 20 years then.
I got you off track, but I think the point in the beginning was we know what Elon was doing.
I don't know
really
what
doing.
The track was. Oh, yeah.
We know what he's really doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, who am I
first
to
buddy.
Argue? I can't argue with, like, the one video I saw yesterday was some, I'm going to say the name of the thing, some high-ranking.
Poobah?
Yes, of like the Jewish faith, but that was also
Rain Rabbi?
Something like that. And he's like, no, that what he does there is no different than saying like how a musician, or he used the example of CeeDee Lamb when he'll get a touchdown, he'll hit his heart and point to the crowd. I'm like, a point is with a finger, though.
Okay, at that point, he's either a real nice guy trying to give the benefit of the doubt,
I don't know.
you know, his personal bias is playing in.
Like, he loves X, and he's like, I don't want to get my verification taken away. I don't know. It's just odd. Like, okay, if you say it's fine, and you said you didn't mean it that way, who am I to argue with it?
Like, yeah, if you're cool with it, then you know,
okay.
Cool.
I'm just telling you what I saw, but fine. I just like his crazy eyes. That's always fun.
God, he's wild.
When we return, we invite you to keep listening right here for Facebook Fussing.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@aol.com. And a reminder, as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. In about 1 hour, I don't know if you're going to see that pretty smile on that pretty face.
No.
I'm pointing to Paige, but it's not. Oh, there it is. I forgot where I was on the screen. Right there. Oh, I have a long finger.
We have to.
Very E.T. looking.
Yeah, you do. Kind of glows.
Oh, no.
Yeah, long finger.
Paige will be getting her pigskin punishment today.
Yay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to fix her angle too when we do it.
Yes, we are. Also, like,
get up on you, push up on.
We'll talk about it later and more in depth, but there's something very interesting because it's like, hey, we're gonna do this dastardly thing to you on the radio. Wear clothes you don't care about and look what she wears.
Look at that. Repping the brand, bruh.
He wears a shirt with me on it. As a way to...
Trying to be... psychology.
Just draw some attention to those.
I'm trying to be psychology. You know what? Nice. I'm trying to be physical education. Take it, social studies.
I'm trying to make you not want to hurt your own face in your shirt. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Hello to everyone in the chat. We're live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube at The Rise Guys, and then the other one shortly thereafter. Okay. Here we go. Oh, oh, oh. Scene one. Playing the role of Terry is Paige. Playing the role of Dawn is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Phillips is Matt Man. And playing the role of Tiger is also Fat Boy. And action.
Old Terry.
You Terry, Paige,
oh,
remember?
Sorry, I rolled down. Okay. Terry posts a pic of a refrigerator for sale in the Blank County for sale Facebook page. Here's a mini fridge for sale. That's one is of bigger mini fridges. It runs good and gets cool, but I can't get it to get really cold like it should. Asking $140 or best offer, OBO.
I mean, hell, you ought to unplug it for a few days and then plug it back in to see if it gets colder.
How about $10? I'll definitely give you $10 for it, but not much higher than that.
I mean, yeah, without it cooling, it's going to be a tough sale for over $30, I think.
I wouldn't mind having one of these myself.
It's not working, though, so there's that.
Definitely fixable, though.
Look, people, if y'all don't want it, don't comment. It's a new fridge with stickers, but I just can't get it cool and can't fool with this. This is a deal.
Well, it ain't worth a damn dollar if it don't cool right, though.
Then you don't have to get it. Move on to the next post, please. Thank you.
Man, kids today, I swear, rolling eye emoji.
Yeah. I'm a grown-up, grown-ass adult, okay? Not a kid, so goodbye. Have a nice night. Smelling hand emoji or facepalm emoji.
I don't know what that emoji is either. Are they smelling the palm of their hand or are they palming their hand?
I think they are, really, actually.
Anyway, Dawn.
Phillips, my advice to you is you better back off my damn daughter right now. You need to be popped in the damn mouth for disrespect. Keep running that blank holster you call a mouth and you can see me out in any damn parking lot you want. Got it?
Damn. Well, this took a turn.
Well, he has no respect. He don't know who he's messing with. I'll claw his eyes out over my daughter.
Are you threatening me on social media? You do realize now that it is illegal to threaten people on social media, right? All I did was state my damn opinion on the refrigerator. I didn't say anything after she said goodbye. Why, I simply let it go. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here on Facebook and let you spout off at that fat ass mouth. You old bitch.
You heard what I said. You got no business with her, so leave her be. I was talking to you, moron. Call it a threat if you want. I don't care. I mean what I say, by God, and you don't want to find out.
What am I going to do? Why, fight an old woman?
You ain't going to fight anybody, man or woman. Because you ain't got the damn balls to step to anybody.
You know what? Good luck to you getting out of the car, Mama Grape. You probably drive with your gut, don't you? Crying, laughing emoji?
Yeah, keep talking. Don't worry about me. I could get out of my car just fine.
Man, this is going a bit too far, buddy. I mean, you might want to dial it back, man.
And who the hell are you? Her security? Or you trying to get in her size 4XL pants? If she threw her panties at you, it would take you a damn hour to find your way out. Crying, laughing emojis about.
Oh, my God, Mama. What did you do?
I ain't going to stand for the disrespect.
Well, you better, because your fat-ass mom ain't going to stand for anything longer than 10 seconds. Crying, laughing emoji.
Damn it, enough's enough. You better shut the blank up.
What are you going to do? Ride her fat ass into the parking lot and joust me with her big chicken leg? Crying, laughing emoji?
Oh, Terry, is this fridge still for sale?
Yeah, I still got it.
Good. Because I'm going to buy it today and shove it up this guy's ass.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you just simply buy a compass and try to shove it up her mother's ass instead?
Oh. And scene. Oh, my God. Wow.
All over a mini fridge.
Must be a good one. Seems to be a popular gift these days. I see them everywhere.
Well, college. Probably why.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're going to tech, you got to take it with you.
Hear that, kids? You don't get a full-size refrigerator unless you graduate college. That's the way it works.
You get half. Half C's.
That's why Fatboy stayed in so long. He wanted to get that fridge.
I got a few. You get one per year of service. God, I was in college more than most people were in the military.
Like you,
damn near.
You should have a pension from college.
You
in
should.
Some way.
There or, should be an honorable.
What is it they degree. Call it when you're a professor and you can't be fired?
Oh, you have tenure.
Is that okay? Is that what it is?
Tenure it's not student.
Some kind of emeritus or something?
It might
he's,
be.
He's
some kind
a
of emeritus.
Perpetual Latin student. His.
Word. You're a professor of emeritus. From yes. emeritus, one of those.
Something like that. All right. Scene number two. I'm scrolling down. Scene number two. Playing the role of Brantley will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Gilbert will be Mattman. Playing the role of Kane will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Robbie will be Paige. And action.
Oh, yeah, I see how it is. I mean, your boys has to come up and all you so-called fake friends want to talk blank behind your dude's back. Well, that's how it is. Well, I ain't scared. I'll start calling y'all out right here for every Robbie to see.
WTF, bro. I didn't do anything.
Nah, dude, you good? Don't even worry about it. I was using talk to text, and, well, I thought it said Robbie, but I said every Robbie.
LOL. I think I get it, but you did it again.
Oh, my bad, bro. Go ahead, call me out. I'm right here waiting to throw the blank down, bro.
Nah, bro, I know for a fact he's trying to talk about me, so step on back. I got this drama down locked down, saying.
Oh, come to your phone, dude. Ain't nobody worried about your soft ass.
You want to talk about a soft ass? I bet you found out about that when you was locked up, did you? Nah.
Yeah, you so soft. You ain't never, ever been locked up.
Yeah, well, so what? I can't be hard because I never got locked up. Maybe I'm just smarter than y'all. You ever thought about that?
Yeah, you ain't smarter than Dog Blank, but you keep thinking you hard till you find out you ain't.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll send you a birthday card next time you locked up when I'm just chilling at the house.
As long as you put that $10 in my communist like a good bitch.
Oh, okay. I'll just stop by to check on your old lady as well. Why am I talking like Dusty Rhodes? I just stop by to check on your old lady and them kids, too.
And we ain't even together. Only thing stopping you from hitting her up right now is you scared of me.
Bitch, please.
We'll see who's the bitch. Every real man I know did time. Oh, soft-ass little boy trying to act like grown-ups. SMH. Damn, y'all, calm the blank down. I wasn't talking about neither one of y'all stupid asses over here arguing about who did time like a couple dudes ain't never been off the mill here. Well, if we good, who you talking about? I don't know. But WTF did you and Gilbert say about me behind my back? I ain't heard about it yet.
I didn't say anything. I just thought somebody was, you know, lying on me again.
Just like a little bitch. Trying to lie when he got called out? LOL. Yeah, right. What else? Bro, I straight up told Kelly you changed since you got that come up. I ain't trying to hide from it. Well, did you mean it? Or were you just talking blank trying to get some blanky? I mean kind of both. Whatever. I don't really give a blank.
So you mad at?
Damn, dude. Will you mind your own business and get out of mine?
Insane.
Like Fatboy was talking to himself.
I know. that's very hard to do when you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And you end up talking under both accents or whatever.
Well, you lose them back and forth. Like, I forgot I was supposed to be this guy.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook argument. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, name change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's my president.
I love the Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning. I'm Matt Mann. I'm not one to speak on this because I don't have it. And through all this, I won't ever get it. And no, it's not laid. It's...
It's not a female problem.
It's TikTok. And so, Fatboy, you were saying this, I believe it was yesterday, that because of the was it 12 to 16 hours it was off, but then it was back on, but app stores have not added it back.
Yeah, it's not on the app store. You can't.
So if you already had it downloaded to your phone that day, it would have went away?
No, I think you can open it, but it will say you'll get the same message.
So you had to reinstall it to make it work.
Well, you couldn't because you can't get it off the app store to reinstall it.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why cell phones, particularly iPhones with TikTok pre-installed, are selling on eBay for $25,000 right now.
Jesus. I don't know how that's going to work. It has to be coded to another country, right?
Well, the ban is like for 75 days, right? Is it that the way it is?
It was a 90-day extension, but that's all they said. They didn't say when it was going to come back. They just had to figure out the 90 days what was going to happen. But
so Apple and Google are not risking any kind of government financial mandate, so they're just not making it available right now. So if you didn't already have it pre-installed, you won't get it. See, I'm not the person to present this story.
Plus, I think...
Of course, we don't usually let that bother us.
I think that it has to be a U.S. buyer of TikTok before they allow it to come back on the store.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
But, I mean, look, will there be alternatives by then? Will people stick with it? I imagine they'll stick with it for that long.
What is... Tell me this. One of my favorite... Probably my favorite thing about social media that I enjoy, and this is going to sound, diagnose this for me. I enjoy Instagram stories.
Yep.
I enjoy throwing something up there. I don't have to think of and I don't ever like break my neck to think of a witty caption, although I do put some effort into it. I hate the people who put about last night or if the, you know.
Caption this. I'm not doing it for you.
No, you do it.
So he's not going to give me anything.
But with that, you take a picture, whether it be a sunset, which I posted a beautiful one last night. I was like, I gotta stop and live and be present right now. This is gorgeous. This what the Lord has made in the sky right now. It's beautiful. But then I don't have. But then there's not any kind of comments or. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because it's
that stupid. Why are you taking a picture of that? Who do you think you are, Thomas Kincaid? UF?
It's just a picture of the sky. Like when I want to see funny stuff when I look on there.
But that's where I am remedial with social media. I don't want to put much thought into it. I want to look at it's a picture book. I'm just flipping through the pictures. I don't want to have to think what I would do or if that person is in the wrong or if I see a fight pop up, who I'm going to judge. It's the thing. You watch these fights. You're going to end up, you watch that reel two or three times, you end up pulling for one of them. You don't even know what the story is.
It is a process to post these videos. What's interesting is these companies are, well, as far as TikTok goes, you know, Chinese-based, mining our data, whatever. There was a reporter on TV that has two phones. He has an American phone. And he has a Chinese phone because he's based out of Hong Kong. Oh. He said, I can't get any of that stuff on this Chinese phone. No TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, nothing. Because they'll say it doesn't align with their government views for the people. But it's crazy how the data will start there and then they'll own it. But other parts of the country or the world are the only ones that can get it.
Well, it goes back to this is that thing where, like, I had to discuss this with my daughter the other day because I was talking about tariffs and the External Revenue Service and what...
Oh, it's getting popular.
So...
Search it wisely.
And it's kind of like one thing we were talking about here. So if we give our $20 to another country to make a product, you're going to get, in my opinion, you're going to get more volume. You're going to get more quantity, but not quality. Because the craftsmanship is usually just sped through. I mean, it's not like, talking, not everything. I'm being a little bit judgmental here, but mass produced and just crap. It looks nothing like I've seen your Temu haul reviews and stuff, but
Temu
that $20 going over there is not what $20 here is that would actually... If that was an American-based company and that was employing American workers and that all stayed in this, albeit house of cards of an economy, but if it stays in the same house, that house will stand longer than it will if we're spreading it across the seas and to all four corners of this flat earth realm.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I mean, the flat earth stuff aside, but I really truly believe that. You just look at it. I was saying this over Christmas with the toys for, with the kids.
Yeah.
It's like, this is an investment in your community. These kids are going to grow up with a chip on the shoulder thinking nobody cared about them. Or if they grow up saying, wow, somebody in this town gives a damn about me. I will actually maybe try to thrive in this community and help out too.
Yeah. I won't grow up and rob it.
Exactly.
Because somebody gave me a Christmas growing up.
You don't know. That's a chance you take, but it's an investment that I think is it's rich in value. And
I won't grow up and be a common hood because I had a good childhood.
And then I can grow up and buy a cell phone on eBay for $25,000 so I can have TikTok.
What a rip. I imagine they'll take that down, right? Usually it's when something becomes this big.
Does that become contraband? Because there was a lady that, again, you know how people when they become martyrs on social media where they get banned for 2 weeks or whatever.
Let you know about it.
I got banned for saying this, and I set up a backup account and stuff. There was a woman that was on X making these very grandiose posts about what to do if you're an illegal immigrant and how to hide and all this stuff. And she was, again, I'm judgmentaling right now, but she was a white lady that was just on there, and people on there are like, you're actually what you're doing is illegal right now, and you are actually telling an abet whatever the wording would be. Rob, tell me, but you're assisting, you're basically saying out to the world, this is how to do something illegal, and they could actually you could be, what's the word? Not an associate, but a
accessory.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if this, like, when stuff goes around, I don't know how much truth there is to it.
Exactly.
Or if people overreact. There was one
That's
I saw.
You get a true social.
People were saying that if they had certain last names that, for lack of a better term, sounded like a Hispanic last name, even though if they were a citizen, like, they could still be rounded up. I'm like, that ain't true, right?
No.
It's not just going just after names.
No.
I would hope not.
We can't talk about both sides of our mouth. We can't say, oh, yeah, they know where we are and what we're doing and what we're spending money on, which they do. And then then on the other side say, but they don't know where we are. I mean, it's all about a manhunt. I mean, if it's a lot of men and women and whoever. But if there's one, they go and find you. I mean, you never. There's no one still living out there that we just can't find them unless they've paid off the right people and they're living in another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even you never, in this day and age, you can't do anything and get away with it. That should be the lesson for criminals. Don't shoplift. There's a camera, no matter what. At the Jockey Light. Jockey Light's got cameras like hell, man. I mean, I'm telling you, you can't steal anywhere. That in itself, other than God's watching, should be the caveat for you not to steal, because you're going to get caught.
Does the Jockey Light have loss prevention walking around?
Yeah. They have to blend in, so they're just like,
welcome to the Jockey Lot. Do not steal the Wolf and the Lightning shirt.
I normally wouldn't wear clothes like this when I'm undercover.
Yeah, we got a guy with a Confederate flag with a Hank Williams.
He's walking one of those foam dogs on the wire down.
A real odd collection of stuff you can get at the Jockey Lot. Even the guy with all the World War II patches.
Yeah, I was going to say.
With the swastikas and everything.
Right there on the bend of the corner on the outside. He's been there for like 25 years. Like, there was a time when there was a line for that booth. There was a time when people shunned that booth, and now the line's long again. It just goes back and forth.
That's where I bought the movie Paul on DVD. It was a side cam view back in those days.
Oh, when you buy the bird, yeah.
I'm like, these guys ain't going to make it.
God, remember you would, you were part of the problem. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't from Russia. But you introduced me to those and this has been years ago, so we're fine. But
Somebody sent me a link.
The BitTorrent thing?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I still don't know how that stuff works.
Well, there was one that I was watching at my house that we had done that, and this was 10 years ago. And I'm sitting there watching it for like 15, 20 minutes, and all of a sudden, I hear a cough. And I'm like, somebody's in the house. What? I just heard somebody cough. And then all of a sudden, you see somebody stand up and walk across the bottom of the screen. They're like, God damn it. There's somebody that's filming off a cam in the movie theater.
I got like a link.
I still watched it, though.
Somebody sent me a link a couple months ago that said, if you want to watch Gladiator 2, check it out. And I was curious to see what the quality was. And when you click on it, it's like some big ad for like the movie's playing real fuzzy, but it's like, go to our casino to
so-and-so casino. Would be reversed. So, like,
it's all backwards.
But that was fine, though. Like, just as long as you wouldn't try to read billboards and stuff, you really wouldn't notice.
Well, if it was a backwards porn,
his
wouldn't make
part's
sense.
On the wrong side. All right. the part in his hair, I should say.
He's getting thrusted.
This is not, you know, we normally will read emails on Monday. This is not Monday, so don't freak out about that. But we got an email here that this is another day, and I wanted to feel better. I wish Paige was here. So we're going to have to lean on you ladies out there listening to kind of throw in on your thoughts about this email we're going to read. It's more about relationship stuff.
We should call her and ask her, and then the second we don't like what she has to say, we'll just hang up on her. Like, if we think it's bad advice, just click.
We should do that with all calls.
Yeah, really?
We should.
It's a new policy.
All right, so we'll read that email next. And it's got to do with, I don't want to give too much away, but I can do a good tease. Maybe this couple's too close. Like, are there any boundaries that or any walls that are still up when you're in a long-term relationship? Or are you just completely?
God, there should be.
There has to be a little bit. Like, you don't have to be in each other's hobby. You don't have to be in the same thing. You don't have to go everywhere with her, likewise.
You shouldn't see everything that goes on.
No. No.
You really shouldn't.
Absolutely. Okay, good. That's where we need a difference of opinion, maybe. We'll read the email, get your calls next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.